This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A steep rise in businesses laying off workers in the UK. From London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vishala Sripathma in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. The cost of COVID-19 to business appears to be racking up day by day, with data revealed exclusively to the BBC showing the pandemic has led to 500,000 planned redundancies in the UK since March. More broadly in Europe, countries in the Eurozone reported last month a total of 5.1 million jobs lost in 2020 so far. It's the steepest fall in employment since records began in 1995. Simon French is chief economist at Panmure Gordon.
Well, the current UK unemployment rate is 4.1%, and that has stayed remarkably low in the first few months of the pandemic, partly because of the support schemes, the job retention scheme in particular, which at its height supported the jobs of more than 8 million workers. But a spike up to double-digit unemployment rate is not inconceivable. I don't think it actually will go that high. I think it's more likely to be high single digits, but that's still a spike of, in numbers terms, probably 1 million to 1.5 million additional people who are either unemployed or underemployed. And that will be a real headwind to growth, not just in 2021, but I think for a couple of years thereafter.
And the quandary that the finance minister is in here in the UK is how he's going to pay for various schemes to try and stimulate employment. He hasn't said a huge amount about that, has he?
He hasn't. He's facing a fiscal deficit of about 15% of GDP this year. And Rishi Sunak, the finance minister, naturally quite fiscally conservative. He has stated in the last few days that he would like to balance the books over the medium term. There are constraints in how he can go about doing this without breaking promises that he and his party made to the UK electorate back in December 2019, namely not to raise the major taxes in the UK. And the other part of the ledger, of course, spending cuts. The UK has seen quite significant public sector spending cuts over the last decade, and there's a sense that the electorate are quite fatigued for that. So no easy choices for Rishi Sunak.
Simon French, chief economist at Panmure Gordon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's do the markets. Here in Europe, your stocks are treading water as questions remain over President Trump's health as he returns to the White House. Airline stocks, however, are higher today on the news that airports might start testing passengers before flying. In some countries, they may be worried about a post-COVID baby boom. But for the government in Singapore, it's quite the opposite. It's offering would-be parents a one-off payment to encourage them to have babies during the pandemic. The worry is that people are putting off parenthood as they struggle with financial stress and job layoffs. The BBC's Katie Silver has that story.
Singapore has one of the lowest birth rates in the world. It's something the state has tried to tackle for decades, such as by paying young people to speed date and for married couples to have IVF. But now, with the government hearing that the economic crisis is causing parenthood to be postponed, it's offering a one-off baby bonus cash gift. Exactly how much this will be has not yet been released, but the current system provides eligible parents up to about $7,000 in benefits. It is in stark contrast to some of its neighbours, such as Indonesia and the Philippines, which experts warn may face a massive spike in pregnancies from their coronavirus lockdowns. In Singapore, I'm the BBC's Katie Silver for Marketplace.
A vote of confidence from the fashion industry today. French designer Chanel is opening a new store in London. It will sell clothing, jewellery and makeup over its three floors. But with lots of us working from home, are we that bothered about how we look anymore? The BBC's Christina Criddle has been finding out.
From New York to Paris, Milan and London, Fall Fashion Weeks have looked and felt a little bit different this year. The shows have gone virtual with catwalks streamed online. Designer labels have been tailoring their clothes to the millions of people working from home. That includes leading Italian fashion house Prada. It inflated its iconic triangle logo and moved it higher up, directly below the collar, which is quite a prominent spot if you're showing off on Zoom.
We've certainly seen designers this season adapt their collections for the new lifestyles many of their customers are living.
That's Lauren Invick, fashion editor at the Financial Times.
There's been a greater attention to necklines and jewellery and things, of course, that you would see on video conference. Also, the clothes were very comfortable. I've never seen so many elastic and drawstring waists in my life.
Analysis from Boston Consulting Group says luxury fashion sales worldwide could fall by up to 35% this year. So in a world where people aren't going out, what might sell? Valentina Corellis is a fashion designer who's created new products based on lockdown demands.
Definitely, it's all been about comfort, home comforts, being able to look good, I guess, from the waist up. That's what people are seeing, as well as having colour, because people have been quite depressed.
Fashion is often seen as a reflection of changes in history, and this year's catwalks are no different. What you wear can still make an impact, as long as it's from the waist up. In London, I'm the BBC's Christina Criddle for Marketplace.
And loungewear is a top fashion trend, at least according to retail sales. I'm Vishal Sripapa with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.